The process of considering our seating options has taken a year to get to this point. So I want to reinforce the fact that there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of prayer and invitation to the Holy Spirit to join us in this topic. So it's taken a year to get to this point. And just to refresh your memories about what this is all about, we identified some issues that we needed to consider. And the first one is the issue of comfort. Next one is certainly safety. We also talked about flexibility, and we also talked about accessibility. And after 20-odd years of the same kind of decor, maybe it's time for a facelift. So when we were considering these things, I think it's helpful for us to refer to a couple of statements that we make. And one of them is our core values that we've identified. And we say that we want to love our neighbors as ourselves. And I would extend it to say those with specific needs as well, and include them in the worship service rather than sort of tucking them away at a corner somewhere. Okay. We also said that we believe in diversity in worship, and I think perhaps the different options for seating will enhance this. I think that's the core as well. Something else that I referred to is what we call our bedrock beliefs. And in one of those bedrock beliefs, we say that we believe that God has a plan for us. And we have to be listening and paying attention to what he says. And I think that God has been speaking to us. And this past year, he's been speaking to us. We also went and had a look at our website. And we have a statement that we make to the public at large saying that we strive to remain current and relevant in today's society. So our society is changing and our needs are changing. And I think that we need to extend this to appreciate and accommodate the dynamics and changing needs of our congregants. Anybody who wants to walk or roll in the door. Okay. I also took some an excerpt from a statement or an article, and I think this is interesting. I think you need to hear this too. And it states, the church won't be able to chart its future based on current members' preferences. An unstated assumption in previous generations was that the future would look like the past with a few modifications. As a result, members fought for the kind of music, architecture, staff and culture they wanted, assuming it would work moving forward. The church today and tomorrow is so not about that. The future church will be existing, the future church will be about existing members rallying around a mission that is not fundamentally about them, but about Christ and the world he loves. So after much deliberation, the board, discussion, prayer, and invitation to the Holy Spirit to join us, the board has made and approved a motion that was passed unanimously, and that this reads as such, that the St. Stephen's Board approves in principle a change to chairs in the sanctuary and refer the matter to the Resource Management Ministry for provision of a financial and implementation plan to be presented at the February AGM. Now I know there's going to be some sadness at the passing of the pews, but I want to remind you all that some of what we consider to be our greatest achievements were initially met with some hesitancy. I'm thinking of the community meals. That's a key one. And also 20-odd years ago we were considering adding a hall to the side of the church here. And I think that's become a real asset for our community as a church, and also for the greater community of Qualicum Beach. So we'll tell you more as the months go by, but I just wanted to bring up to date with what the board has done. Okay?